Now, the real turning point in my life, as I look back, came in the very early spring of 1971. I was sitting on a wall in downtown Chapel Hill. There's a little wall right there, if you've ever been there, right on the edge of campus. And it was about 2 o'clock in the morning. My friend and I, a good friend and fraternity brother that I did a lot of dope with, he and I were sitting there, tripped out on LSD. And we were talking, and I said to him as part of this conversation, I said, you know, David, I said, something really bothering me. I said, you know, here we are, we're doing all these drugs, and we're the flower people, you know, we're the love children. But instead of getting better, instead of getting more loving and more caring and more kind, I feel like I'm getting worse. I feel like I'm getting not better, but I'm going in the other direction. And he turned to me and he said, and I don't know that, you know, he wasn't a Christian, and I don't know he had any sense of the impact he was about to make on my life. But he turned to me and he said, Lon, he said, maybe you're not getting worse. He said, maybe you're just getting more honest about what you've really been all the time. I was like, whoa, dude, that's heavy, man. And to him, it was a passing comment. To me, it was like a sledgehammer had hit my life. Because, you know, I had grown up believing my own PR. I had grown up believing I was a good person, a nice person, a kind person, a giving person, an unselfish person, and a person that was going to heaven. That's what my rabbi told me. And all of a sudden, I was faced with the fact that maybe I wasn't all of that. All of a sudden, I was confronted with the fact that maybe the truth is that that was all a bunch of PR that I had blown out, and that the real me was a very different person. And the more I thought about what he said to me, the more I began to realize that he was right. And as I began coming to grips with this, really taking a hard, honest look at myself, I want to tell you what I saw I didn't like. I didn't like what I saw. And all of a sudden, my perspective on myself totally began to change. Suddenly, I began to see myself as a person in need. Not a person that was fine and doing all right, but a person in deep and desperate need. Suddenly, I began to see myself as being selfish and self-centered and self-ingratiating, a person who was immoral, a person who was unethical, a person who was profane. And I had to finally admit to myself, you know, Lon, to see yourself any other way, you are kidding yourself, friend. You are deceiving yourself, and it's a big game. You are not the person you always projected that you were. This is what you really were, and it was not a pretty picture. Well, I began to realize as a result of this that I needed help. I needed some change. I needed someone or something that could change me from the inside out. And That was a major turning point in my life, because up to that point, I didn't really feel I needed any outside help. But now I did, and it began to grip me. Drugs began to become passé at that point in my life, because I realized I'd been doing them for years now. I realized they could not change me from the inside out, and I decided I needed religion. I needed God in some form or another. So the first form I got into was Eastern religions. I went down and bought all these books on Eastern religions. Taoism, which is spelled with a T, by the way. Taoism, I read a lot of that. Confucianism, read a lot of that. Got a lot of books on Zen Buddhism by Alan Watts and other writers, and read a lot of those books. And you know what was interesting about these Eastern religions? They sounded wonderful on paper, but I just couldn't make them work in real life. I mean, I would go out and read Zen Buddhism for the first 3 hours of the morning, sitting in the woods with my legs crossed, you know, under a tree. And then I would get up and say to my friend, hey, what's for lunch? And blow my whole Zen for the day. You understand what I'm saying? Zen's gone. And I couldn't make this work. I really tried. I mean, I wanted to cut my hair in a ponytail and go dance around on the street with the Hare Krishnas and do all this stuff. Except I hated their food. Have you ever eaten that food? It's awful. So, you know, I couldn't be a Hare Krishna because I knew I'd starve to death. I couldn't eat the food. So I gave up on being a Hare Krishna because of that. But I was trying to make the rest of this work, and I couldn't. So I decided, all right, you know, I'm not going to be an Eastern religion person. And I decided maybe what I need to do is I need to go back to Judaism. You know, that's kind of my ace in the hole. Maybe I need to go get deeply involved in Judaism, and maybe I can find in Orthodox Judaism the answers that I need for life. So there was a campus rabbi And I went to visit the campus rabbi. I walked into his office with my hair and my bell bottoms and everything, and I plopped down in his chair, and I said to him, I said, Rabbi, yeah? I said, I think God wants me to be a rabbi. And he looked at me and he said, no, I don't think so. I said, but Rabbi, listen, I have some deep-seated needs in my life. I've got some questions I really need answers for. And I began sharing with him about the hunger of my heart, sharing with him about the needs that I had. And he, I mean, I don't even think he had a clue what I was talking about. He gave me a couple of books to read. I didn't want books. I wanted somebody to come up and sit down next to me and look me in the eyes and say, I know the answers to the questions you're asking. I know how you can get changed on the inside and not be the ugly person that you've realized you are. And I can help you. He didn't do that for me. I don't think he even had a clue how to do that. And I walked out of his office and said, man, that's nothing there for me. Now, that was pretty depressing because Judaism, going back to Judaism, had kind of always been my one ace in the hole. You know, I figure if everything else fails, I'll go back to Judaism. Now I'd gone back, having tried everything else I can think of: women, drinking, partying, drugs, Eastern religions, now Judaism, and I still have no answers as to how to change myself. And remember, guys, the issue for me at this point was not so much that I was concerned about going to hell. I still believe what the rabbi told me at that point, that I was going to heaven. That wasn't my issue. My issue was I couldn't find the resources I needed to live life. I couldn't find the answers I needed to make life make sense and make me into the kind of person I was proud to be. I couldn't find that. Those were my issues. Well, I would sit and talk to my fraternity brothers about these things. They thought I completely lost my mind. We would sit around and smoke dope, and then I would say to them, you know, guys, why are we here? And why did God, why are we on the earth? And what's our purpose in life? And where are we going? And you know, and what's the meaning of life? And they would all go to me, oh, man, you know, you are bumming us out, man. You know, what is wrong with you, man? Why have you got to ask questions like this? Why don't you just be like a normal person, you know? Why don't you just graduate from college and get a job and get married and have kids and raise them up and be a grandfather and die like normal people? Why have you got to have answers to all these stupid questions? My friends began to think I'd flipped out, began to wonder whether I'd lost my mind. And you know what? I began to wonder whether maybe I'd lost my mind. I mean, you read about all these guys who go trip out on LSD and they never come back. And I thought, well, maybe I'm on one of these trips and I never came back. I mean, I didn't think that I'd never come back. But then who never comes back thinks that they never came back, you know? Does that make any sense? So I'm like, well, maybe I've never come back and I'm just don't know. Maybe I'm really in some psychiatric hospital and I'm going under shock therapy and I'm thinking I'm an orange and hiding under the bed or something, you know? Reality was really messed up for me in those days. I mean, that's where I really was. And I was so confused, I didn't even know where reality was anymore. And I began to plan suicide. I said, no, this is stupid. It's absolutely stupid for me to grow up and live that kind of life and go through all the heartache and the pain of living life if I don't even know what I'm doing here and I don't even know what my purpose in life is and I hate the person I am on the inside. This is stupid. Why don't I just go ahead and take my life? And I was really planning on it. But I procrastinated so many things that I was going to. I just hadn't gotten around to it. But I had every intent of doing this.